Please be seated. How can we respond to God's word? How can we respond to God's word? We've heard the scriptures, and now we hear some kind of sermon or homily or talk, be it long or short, that takes those words and applies them to our lives in the contemporary world. And if the mouths of the readers and the preacher are faithful, and if the ears of we who listen are alert, we'll hear some message from God that ignites our faith, warms our hearts, steels our souls, and inspires us to respond, to do something in reaction to what God has done to us. And so first we'll stand and declare our faith, newly reinforced by our encounter with God's word. And then we'll kneel or sit to pray, because the gospel points us outwards to the world, to offer intercessions for the world that God loves and tells us to love as well. We'll share the peace, because we've heard in Scripture how God is reconciled to us and reconciles us to each other through his gospel. We'll want to give that physical expression as we meet. And then we come to the climax of our response. Eucharist, thanksgiving. We want to say thank you to the Lord. But we also call it communion, because it's fellowship, participation, a sharing in God and of one another. And some of us call it the Lord's Supper, because we do what the Lord Jesus did when he last shared supper with his friends. And I want you to pay very close attention now to four things Jesus did that we do Sunday by Sunday whenever we share communion. Listen very carefully. I will say this several times. Jesus took bread, blessed bread, broke bread, gave bread. He took, he blessed, he broke, he gave. That's what God always does. He took Israel and made them his people. He blessed Israel with his promise to Abraham of the promised land. He broke Israel when he sent them to exile. And he gave Israel as his gift to the world. God took and blessed and broke and gave. He did the same in Jesus. Jesus took our humanity in the incarnation. He blessed humanity in his ministry. His humanity was broken when he died for us on the cross. And then he gave us humans life through the resurrection and the gift of his Spirit. God takes and blesses, breaks and gives. That's what he does for us in the Eucharist if we let him. Bread is taken, blessed, broken and given. But so he takes us to be his people in the world. He blesses us with his love and gospel and gifts. He breaks us because he calls us to a love and service that's sacrificial. But through it, he gives us to the world as people who do his will, seek his kingdom, share his grace. Taking, blessing, breaking and giving. That's how we respond to God's gospel. That's how we live as his body. So let us now stand and begin that response.